Under Wisconsin's informed consent law, doctors have to tell patients about viable treatment options. It's based on what a reasonable patient would want to know. A Republican bill flips that standard to what a reasonable doctor thinks should be told to a patient. Democratic State Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie questioned what the bill would mean for diagnosis and treatment.
It seems to be towards an anti-consumer protection mode here.
At a public hearing, an attorney who represents doctors in malpractice cases, Guy Dubow, told lawmakers too much information can be overwhelming for the patient.
You're inviting patients to second-guess their doctor's own judgment when you tell physicians that you have to say, here's what I think, but also here's everything you ought to know about what I don't think.
Current law has exemptions. Doctors do not have to discuss remote possibilities. However, the bill's author, Mequon Republican Representative Jim Ott, says court decisions in favor of patients are pushing informed consent beyond what some hospitals, doctors, and business groups think is reasonable.
As a result of these court decisions, we are in fact expanding the amount of information that is going to have to be given to the fringes where it's not pertinent.
Ott says the bill probably would not decrease malpractice cases, but might reduce defensive medicine, where doctors try to safeguard against malpractice by ordering tests that may not be necessary. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.